Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A new executive order about to be signed now by President Trump could rattle some trading partners. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
He's going to impose 25% tariffs on all foreign steel and aluminum imports starting today. Now, that will have the biggest impact on close allies like Canada and Mexico, whose leaders just cut deals with the president last week that they may have thought would head off moves like this.
A holiday is approaching and tariffs could have an impact.
Dave Mullen co-owns a flower and gift shop in Winchester, Kentucky. He's holding the line on price increases ahead of Valentine's Day.
We've already got 20 or 30 orders already in, paid for, and I'm not going to go back to that customer and say, hey, you know, you owe us another $2. We're not going to do that. We'll absorb the cost.
80% of the gift items Mullen sells are made in China. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Retaliatory tariffs from China against the U.S. took hold today. The head of the federal agency dedicated to protecting whistleblowers has filed a lawsuit saying he was illegally fired by President Trump. And the president tells Fox News under his plan for U.S. control of Gaza, Palestinians would not be able to return there. He says he'll make deals for new places to live.
I think I could make a deal with Jordan. I think I could make a deal with Egypt. You know, we give them billions and billions of dollars a year.
And new accusations from Hamas about alleged ceasefire violations could mean a delay in future hostage releases in Gaza. The BBC's Wira Davis.
According to the Hamas statement, it is the failure of the Israelis to abide by the terms of the ceasefire. And what they're referring to in their statement are a couple of incidents over recent days and weeks in Gaza where people have still been attacked and shot and killed in certain circumstances.
Well, here at home, flu cases are at a 16-year high with 43 states and D.C. reporting high or very high levels of flu activity. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
Well, this is a brutal season. And, you know, people forget that there's a lot of variability year to year. I mean, the CDC website says anywhere from 9 to 40 million people get infected with flu every year, and everywhere from 6,000 to 50,000 people die.
Philadelphia fans are prepping for a Friday parade to pay tribute to the Super Bowl winning Eagles.
I don't think anybody expected this score, especially with Mahomes and the whole staff on Kansas City. I don't think there's any way anybody thought there'd be such a blowout.
It was 40-22 for the Chiefs and quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Disappointment and acknowledgement.
They played great. There's no way around it. I mean, they played great from start to finish. They got after it. Defensive line played really well.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine is where Evers stops today. The governor is visiting Head Start centers in Superior, Eau Claire, and Racine to highlight his Year of the Kid initiative. He says he's aiming to make child care more affordable. There have been ongoing funding issues for Head Start programs across the country. A car crashed into a tree at Noel Place and Roseland Avenue in Racine yesterday, resulting in critical injuries for the driver. Flight for Life was called. Racine police are investigating. A private ribbon-cutting ceremony was held last week to unveil Racine County's new Youth and Development Care Center in Caledonia. The new 50-bed facility is named after former county executive Jonathan Delagrave. Fire crews from Racine and Kenosha County were called to a chicken coop fire in the town of Brighton yesterday. All 7 chickens escaped unharmed. The likely cause of the fire was an electric heat lamp that fell. And Racine Unified is preparing for a referendum on the April ballot, with detailed information available on the Racine County I website. You can do a deep dive into the RUSD request and the impact at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm just thinking about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win 3 Super Bowls in a row. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at 5 to 15. Cloudy tonight with some light snow around or a little after midnight. Our low down to 15. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 21. Wednesday, cloudy with more snow possible and a high near 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Hits WRJN. Spooky, that's probably how the Chiefs felt at the end of the first half yesterday, I'm thinking.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. And hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Spooky.
National Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just a little. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Something very helpful is coming to Memorial Hall pretty soon, so I want to make you aware of the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. In conjunction with the Racine County Eye and WRJN, we'll be there broadcasting live, but you'll see trends in home remodeling, wellness practitioners, energy efficiency, sustainable living experts will be on hand, and it's just going to be a big event that can benefit you or somebody you know. It's March 1st and 2nd, 10 to 2. Tickets available at the door in conjunction, as I said, with Racine County Eye. And that's where you get the details, racinecountyeye.com. Or find the links at WRJN.com.
Love is in the air at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Spread kindness this February with the Love Chain fundraiser. For just $1, add a link to the growing Love Chain. And every dollar collected will directly support Oak Ridge Care Center here in Union Grove. So whether you're grabbing your favorite coffee or simply looking to brighten someone's day, be part of something special with Just Brew It on Main Street. Because even the smallest acts of love can make the biggest impact. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-511-3535. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-511-3535. 800-511-3535 or BigLou.com.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Do 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 down do be do down down, comma comma down do be do down down, comma comma down do be do down down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery. If you go, then I'll be blue. 'Cause breaking up. cause breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. I beg of you, don't say goodbye. Can't we give that love another try? Come on, baby, let's start anew. Cause breaking up is hard to do.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Check out all the items available at reduced prices. The big deals available now at WRJN.com.
Come on. side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We've beefed up our local news coverage with our partnership with Racine County Eye. Here comes an update from Stuart J. Waddles now in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The family of a Kenosha man who was fatally shot last year is pleading for justice and community assistance. 36-year-old Kenneth Davidson was found dead in a driveway after reports of shots fired last June. That happened on 36th Avenue near 47th. His family and the Kenosha Police Department held a press conference last week to urge anyone with information to contact them as they look for leads. Investigators hope new information posted online will help. With a little over a week left to vote, there's still time to get to know the people wanting to serve on the Kenosha Unified Board. Five candidates are running for two seats on the Kenosha Unified School Board. That means a primary and a final election in April. The field includes incumbent Rebecca Stevens, who's seeking another term. The primary will eliminate one candidate. Fire crews from Racine and Kenosha County got together yesterday to battle a chicken coop fire. It happened in the town of Brighton, and all the chickens were able to get out. No humans were injured either. Kansasville Fire and Rescue says the likely cause is an electric heat lamp that fell. And $190 million is a lot. And if you want to see how that money would impact you and Racine Unified, check out RacineCountyEye.com. There you can find a deep dive regarding the Racine Unified School referendum on the April ballot. Kenosha Unified voters are being asked to raise taxes on the February ballot. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at 5 to 15. Cloudy tonight with some light snow around or a little after midnight. Our low down to 15. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 21. Wednesday, cloudy with more snow possible and a high near 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Come and Get Your Love, one of two top 40 hits they had. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you?
Breaking my heart, you're shaking my confidence daily.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up after this Herman's Hermits song. You'll hear this one February 28th at the Genesee Theater when Peter Noon is in performance with the Association, WRJN. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, the station has still got some more tickets for you to win to see Herman's Hermits and the Association in concert on the 28th at the Genesee Theater. But first things first, let's open up the vault door. For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. And this song, pretty interesting history. It came out in 1972, was a hit then, but it was first recorded in 1967. By this same artist. And it flopped. Actually, in the 1967 version, the first recording of this song was never released, but somehow a group unrelated to the performer got a hold of the song and released it. Still nothing. So the writer re-recorded it on an album and did a kind of an up-tempo version of the song. Still didn't work. So finally, he slowed it down. Now, this is version number 4. And it came out in 1972 as a single. And this one finally clicked. The song is Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues, Danny O'Keefe. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN.
Everybody's gone away. I believe this time they're gonna stay. There's not a soul I know around. Everybody's leaving town. Some caught a freight, some caught a plane. Find the sunshine, leave the rain. They said this town will waste your time. I guess they're right, it's wasting mine. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time, Charlie's got the blues. Telling me you're not a kid at 33. You play around, you lose. your wife. You play too long, you lose your life. I got my pills to ease the pain. Can't find a thing to ease the rain. I'd love to try and settle down, but everybody's leaving town. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time Charlie's got the blues.
The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon. Danny O'Keefe's Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues, 1972 stuff. Tomorrow morning at 9:45-ish, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. This one, well, get out your leather buckskin vest and put some flowers in your hair for the one that's at 9:45 tomorrow morning on WRJN.
Now I see how you really
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and Don Rosen. Tomorrow is guest Renee Kelly, the 13th District of the City of Racine Alderperson and 2nd District Racine County Board of Supervisors, discussing important local issues.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love. I'm the best to get ready for the heartache to come.
didn't I? When you needed me, I was always there and I wasn't high.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump is expected to impose new tariffs today in the latest attempt to remake the terms of world trade.
Any steel coming into the United States is going to have a 25% tariff.
CBS's Aaron Navarro on some likely impacts here.
The U.S. imports a significant amount of steel and especially aluminum from other countries. And if you just look at maybe the Detroit area and Ontario, tariffs on steel there could really impact the auto industry and kind of the linked economy that those two areas have.
Trump also plans to reset U.S. taxes on imports to match the same levels charged